The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
The hotel sector in Dublin has started to feel the full effects of the housing crisis, with staff unable to find suitable accommodation. So what's the solution? Well, they've been a bit creative. And to get more on this, I'm joined now by the general manager with the Intercontinental Hotel in Dublin, Nicky Logue. Nicky, good morning.
Pat, good morning to you and your listeners.
Now, the question of staff shortages, accommodation shortages, I mean, this must be allied also with staff shortages, because we've heard from the hospitality sector generally that they're finding it very difficult to get people. Some of their staff, maybe from Europe, went home, never came back. Is that something that you're experiencing?
Yeah, that is the case, Pat. I mean, very unfortunately, as we know, the pandemic for the last 18 months or longer has caused a lot of challenges for our industry. We were fortunate up to 2019 to be doing exceptionally well. And then obviously when COVID hit, a lot of our great people, our great team members returned to their home countries. And I guess as a result of that, many are probably nervous and they've remained at home. Many want to stay close to family. So unfortunately, we have lost a lot of great people out of the industry. And I suppose when we reopened in June of this year, it was great to get reopened and we've been rebuilding the business. But we've just been finding that it is tight on staffing. And then the challenge that you mentioned earlier is that people are willing to return, but now finding a shortage of accommodation. So from a company perspective, we're part of MHL Collection. We have 12 hotels throughout Ireland. 7 in Dublin, 1 in Wicklow, 1 in Limerick and 3 in Galway. So I suppose our owners have been looking at innovative solutions to try and solve the problem because, you know, as a company, we need the staff and they're willing to come. So what we've done for the moment is for our Dublin-based properties, one of our four-star hotels is accommodating staff, which is an initiative we came up with as a relatively short-term measure to provide accommodation at a reduced rate because we found that we had people willing to return. We've even been looking at countries like Greece and Portugal and Spain, and people were willing to come back but finding a challenge with accommodation. So as a short-term measure, we are accommodating some staff in a four-star property. The idea is that we offer a six-month solution, and that gives them time, I suppose, to settle into Dublin, into Ireland, into the hotel, and hopefully within that time they might be able to look at a house share. So it is a short-term solution for the moment.
Yeah, and they do pay for this accommodation, but not obviously the rack rate for a room in a four-star hotel. So how generous are you to your employees?
Yeah, it's quite a knockdown price, Pat, to be honest. I suppose, you know, it's probably only about 30-35% of what somebody would pay if they were renting a two-bedroom apartment. So it's quite a considerable reduction to give them a foot in, I suppose, in the short term. So, it is at a highly reduced fee. And then obviously many of our hotels would have staff restaurants, so food is available, facilities are available on site, obviously washing facilities and so on. So we're trying to make it as comfortable as possible for people so that they can live very comfortably during that period while they settle in.
So Nicky, has it worked? Have you got the staff that you need?
It has, Pat, actually. Yeah, it has worked. Yeah, I mean, we've, as I mentioned, we have actually over 100 staff living at the moment. It certainly has helped for the moment because I suppose the hotels have got somewhat busier. I mean, we're still considerably off our levels of 2019. But certainly, you know, weekends in Dublin have got stronger. Now, obviously, it's been a concern, I suppose, that a lot of our large pieces of business, our large banqueting business, have obviously, a lot of that has dropped out because of the recent announcements and the restrictions and the government and medical advice. So, but we have, it has worked, is to answer your question. And I think, look, we're as a company, we're looking at, you know, what we do for 2022, because we're hoping once we get over the difficult first quarter of 2022 that, you know, hopefully business will start to return if everything is back to some normality from April next year. So we're going to need those people. The challenge we have at the moment, I suppose, is that we have a lot of these people and business levels have dropped, certainly on the meeting and event side because of the restrictions. So, but our intention from a company perspective is to hold on to those employees on our books because it's been difficult to build up the team and now we've got to that level. So we need to retain those people. So I suppose this is the reason as an industry that we're pushing for the EWSS to be extended at least until March or April next year to get us over the very difficult winter.
Have you encountered reluctance by Irish people to work in this industry? I mean, that's another headline we saw recently, that Irish people just don't want to do this work.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's I suppose we're finding a mix. I suppose really we are getting a lot of Irish people that are willing to work, and we're getting a lot of students who are willing to work at the weekends. And, you know, we have students from some of the catering colleges like Shannon College assisting over some of our properties over Christmas, which, again, we'll accommodate. So, no, it's probably unfair to say, or well, probably incorrect to say that we're not getting Irish. But, you know, I suppose certain parts of the business, like the accommodation sector, has been a bit of a challenge. I know some hotels have been struggling for chefs. We're not finding that here at the Intercontinental, but I think certain hotels are finding challenges in different departments. But yeah, we're finding a mix of some domestic and some international staff.
All right. Well, long may they enjoy the 6 months of hotel, four-star hotel accommodation. I'm sure they'll be paying a lot more when they are released from that particular situation, and they may be disgruntled about that, but you're being very generous to them at the moment, and needs must, I suppose. Nikki, thank you very much for joining us. That's Nikki Logue, General Manager with the Intercontinental Hotel in Dublin.